Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving into something super exciting, TikTok thumbnail hacks. That's right, I've heard that a well-designed thumbnail can boost your click-through rate by up to 300%. How wild is that? It really is, but here's the kicker. Fewer than 26% of TikTok marketers actually use thumbnail optimization strategies. So if you're not utilizing these hacks, you could be missing out on a ton of reach and revenue. Yeah, I can see how important first impressions are on TikTok. Thumbnails are like the storefront for your videos, right? Exactly. They're the first thing viewers see and can signal to TikTok's algorithm who might enjoy your content. With over 1 billion users worldwide, you need that thumbnail to stand out on the For You page. So what are the key things that make a thumbnail stand out? Good question. TikTok recommends a 1080 by 920 aspect ratio for the best mobile display. You want high contrast colors and minimal text. Think about how your thumbnail will look when it's shrunk down. It needs to be clear and engaging, even at a smaller size. Right, I remember reading that a single clear focal point works best. So like a human face showing a strong emotion instead of just abstract imagery? Exactly. A clear, expressive face tends to outperform any abstract designs. Plus, you only have a few seconds, less than three really, to communicate the video's value. If viewers can't quickly understand what's in it for them, they'll scroll right past. That makes so much sense. So what specific design rules should we follow to really boost that click-through rate? Alex, well, for starters, use a clear face with genuine emotion. Also, stick to 2 to 5 words in large, readable type. And don't forget crisp edges around your subject to avoid any muddy visuals. Oh, wow, I never thought about that. And I suppose negative space around the text can help keep things organized, right? Absolutely, too much clutter can be a turnoff. Having a consistent, easy-to-read thumbnail design can help transform casual scrollers into engaged viewers who recognize your style. Speaking of engagement, I heard TikTok's Creator Rewards program is paying more than before for views, which makes these thumbnails even more important, right? Yes, they're now paying around $1.40, adding to $1 per thousand views, which is a significant increase. So even small improvements in click rates can lead to meaningful revenue. What about the For You page? How do thumbnails fit into that ruthless environment? The For You page is definitely a tough crowd. Your thumbnail has mere milliseconds to communicate, hey, this is for you. TikTok's algorithm now emphasizes that your thumbnails should align with your video metadata, descriptions, and hashtags. It's all about cohesion. So basically, if the thumbnail says one thing, but the video delivers something else, that'll hurt your chances? Exactly. Mismatches can lead to quick bounces, which negatively affect your watch time. And you definitely want to keep your audience engaged. And how does the profile grid play into all of this? Is that still important? Oh, for sure. Think of it as your storefront. A batch of consistent, clean covers can increase your follow rates. If viewers see a neat and appealing profile, they're more likely to explore what else you have. Got it. So, if I want to post more often, how can I create thumbnails quickly without losing quality? Great question. It's all about having a streamlined workflow. If you're posting daily, you can't spend ages on each thumbnail. Use TikTok's free frame selection for quick edits, or if you want more control, tools like Canva Pro and CapCut